Hi, I'm Jeffrey Hodges, the founder and secretary of No Tolls, No Sell-Offs, and I want to encourage you to support our mission. We're a new political party that's going to be standing at the next state election, and our aim is to end the tolls, all tolls on Queensland roads, and to stop the sell-offs of our public electricity generators and public hospitals. Why? Tolls are unfair, unjust, and unfairly infringe on our right to travel on roads that we've already paid for. Tolls specifically disadvantage low and middle income earners and unfairly disadvantage those people who have to pay tolls to go to work, go to the doctor, when other people don't have to pay those fees. How is it fair that people who live on the south side of Brisbane or in Logan are asked to pay extra to drive on their roads when we've paid our fair share of registration and fuel taxes as well? Now, many people think that we have to pay tolls in order to pay for building our roads and bridges and maintaining them. But this is just not true. The fact is, we're already paying more than enough to build all the roads and bridges that we need. Do you realise that for every litre of fuel you pay 38 cents in excise duty plus another 10% to the government in tax? So for a litre of fuel selling at, say, $1.60, that means you're paying 54 cents out of that to the government in tax, supposedly for roads and infrastructure. That's more than a third of the cost of that fuel. Now, that's on top of all the other money that you already pay for registration and license fees and other fees. Do you know that the NRMA has calculated that of all the money that's been paid to government from so-called road fees like fuel excise, like registration, like licensing fees, barely 25% actually goes to fund roads. The rest of it just goes into general revenue. So when the government says to you that we don't have enough money to pay for our roads, that we need to charge you tolls, they're lying. Don't believe those lies. Some people suggest that a user pay system is fairer. So if we use the road, then we should pay a toll. However, that's a bit ridiculous. If everyone only ever paid for the roads they drove on, we wouldn't have much of a public road network at all, would we? It just doesn't make sense. The sensible idea, the one that we've had since Federation, is for everyone to pay a little bit, and then everyone gets the benefit of being able to drive on our roads anywhere. Now, this is the sensible system. This is what we've done since Federation, isn't it? Why do we suddenly have to pay tolls now? We've gone without paying tolls for over a century. There is no need. This is what being a community is about. Everyone working together for the benefit of all. It's what we do with our public hospitals. It's what we do with our fire and rescue service. It's what we do with our ambulance. It wouldn't be much of a service if only the people who called the ambulance actually paid for the ambulance service, would it? It just wouldn't work. I wonder, do you know that there used to be a toll on the Sunshine Coast motorway, but that was scrapped about 5 or 6 years ago? Do you know why? Pure and simple, public pressure. When we got enough pressure up there to end the toll, when we put enough pressure on the government, they ended the toll. There's no toll on the Sunshine Coast motorway anymore. Why? Simply because of public pressure. And we can do the same with all toll roads in Queensland. We can end all toll roads in Queensland if we get the political will to make this happen. And I want to encourage you to support our aims, our determination to end all tolls on Queensland roads. All we need is your help. All we need is the political will, and start to exert pressure on the government so that we can end these tolls and stop the sell-offs of our electricity generators. Stop believing the lies. We pay for enough in our roads already. We've paid for these roads. We don't need to pay tolls. It's time to end the tolls. Keep Queensland roads free and in public hands. And if you want more information, please have a look at our website, www.no-tolls.org. Authorised by Jeffrey Hodges, 77 Flaxton Mill Road, Flaxton, for No Tolls, No Sell-Offs.